You have children?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Are you married?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is name. N-A-M-E.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Nothing to shout about. They're a dime a dozen. Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples, and if any of them say the secret word, the duck will come down and pay him each $50.50. Our duck gives away more money than any other duck on the air. No other poultry farm can make that statement. The word tonight is name. Hasta la vista. Okay, Rockefeller, take off. George, who's first?
Well, Mrs. Sylvia Thompson and her partner Ben Zeppa are waiting.
Are you wearing a foundation?
No.
You look thinner than that.
I do?
I guess the way you stand.
I guess it must be.
I just thought you were wearing a foundation.
Well?
Have you ever worn one?
No, I never have.
Wouldn't hurt you to...
I think Mrs. Thompson and Mr. Zeppa are still waiting out there.
Waiting out where?
Out right out here.
What, do you have them tied up or something?
No, no. This is... There they are now.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome from Moose Lodge, number 9, East Liverpool, Ohio. Say the secret word and you'll divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Now, let's see. Sylvia Thompson and Ben Zeppa, eh? You make quite a combination there. Sylvia, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1" in my stocking feet and almost 6'4" in my heels.
Oh. Well, do you know a lot of heels?
No.
And Shorty, what is your height?
4'8".
4'8", huh? Is that the class you're in, 4'8"?
No.
4'8"?
My height.
Oh. 4'8" what, I mean?
Feet. 4 feet.
4'8", huh? You're almost as tall as she is. You're the tallest 4'8" I've ever seen. You must have 2 feet elevator shoes on there, huh? Mm-hmm. Are you married, Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
Well,
I have a little girl.
Takes care of you also. You have a little girl?
Uh-huh. She's 5 months old.
5 months old, huh? How tall is your husband?
He's 6'6" in his stocking feet.
No. Well, do you all walk around in your stocking feet? Do you wear any shoes at all in your house?
No, heavens, no.
Well, together you're 13 feet, huh?
Yeah.
Just about. Well, that's an advantage. At least you're never short at the end of the month like most married couples. How did you meet this dinosaur, Sylvia?
Dinosaur?
Isn't she a singer, dinosaur? Well, this giant that captivated you.
Well, we were at a tip-topper dance, and...
You were where?
I met him in a tip-topper dance.
Tip-topper dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were dancing.
What do you do? Walk around and tip your tops?
No, that's a club. That's
a club?
That's a club for tall people.
Oh.
The girls have to be 6 foot in their stocking feet.
Here we go again.
And the boys have to be 6'4" in their stocking feet.
Pretty gamey around there, isn't it?
And they make sure that they're that size too, because in the introductory dinner, well, they measure them, and they have
They measure them? What do they have, an undertaker there that they lie down and measure them?
No, they have a little stick that's called Little Joe, and you stand on it in your stocking feet, and you have a light on. The light goes out if you measure that correct height.
And if you don't, the
he
goes out, huh?
Well, a lot of times they stretch people. One time they held...
Was that a seventh inning stretch or just...
One time, One time they put a girl over the balcony and they held her, you know, so she...
They
lived.
Held her on the balcony?
Mm-hmm.
I held a girl once on the balcony, but I didn't stretch her. I just held her, that's all, until the usher threw us both out.
And she got in, too.
She got in the balcony?
No, she got in the club.
Well, is the club in the balcony? Don't you have a club downstairs?
No. the club is a social club.
Well, it's quite
with
evident,
all people. And we have lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Stretching each other, eh?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, you sound like you and your husband make an ideal couple, Sylvia. And if I ever wind up sitting in back of you in a movie theater, I'm certainly going to ask for my money back. Your name is Ben Gazzara?
Who?
Ben Gazzara? Is that the
name? No, Ben Zeppo.
Ben Zeppo, eh? That's my brother, Zeppo. You're not my brother, are you?
My name's Ben Zeppo.
To say good word, Ben Zeppo. So you and your partner each get $50.50. Okay, beat it. There you are, and you'll get the 50 cents later. We just don't have any change. See, it used to be $100 for the sacred word. Now it's 101 on account of the other shows giving away such huge sums. This is true. We have increased the amount. Because we don't take a back seat for anybody.
I didn't know what I said.
How old are you, Ben?
13.
18. You must lead a very clean life because you don't look a day over 30. Were you named after Benjamin Franklin?
No.
Who were you named after? Big
My
Ben,
father.
The alarm clock?
No.
Oh, your father is an alarm clock?
No.
Oh. You know, I never was 13 years old. I was 12 once. In fact, I was 12 for about 8 years. In fact, all the brothers were. When we used to travel in Baltimore, if you were 12 or under, then you went on half fare on the railroad train. And for years, we traveled this way. I remember once, my mother used to travel with us then. We didn't need her, but she thought we did, And the conductor came along and asked for the tickets, and she gave him 4 half-fare tickets. And he says, where are the kids? And she says, well, they're around the train someplace. And he looked in the washroom, and Harper was shaving in there. This is true. And the other two boys were in the baggage car shooting dice. And I was making a play for a dame across the aisle. To come back and says, Mrs. Marks, if these kids of yours are under 12, I'm too young to be running this train, and he jumped off at the next station. So, actually, how old are you, Ben?
13.
Now, you're sticking to that story, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ben, I realize the interests of a 12-year-old boy are pretty varied, but what do you like to do best of all?
I like to sing.
You sing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, what do? You sing? Are you in the glue club or the glee club at school?
No, I don't like the glee club too well because they sing these long-haired deals. I like popular
songs. Long-haired deals?
Yeah, you know, like, if I were an apple on a tree.
No, I don't. What kind of an apple was it? Do you remember? Well, it must have been a Baldwin if it was long-haired, huh? No, it's just the reverse, you think, huh? You know, when I was your age, I sang in a Presbyterian church choir in Madison Avenue, New York. This is true. And I sang in this choir until they found out what was the matter with it. Ben, I'd like to hear you sing. Could you sing something for us? What are your favorites?
Oh, Mambo Italiano, Heart, popular songs like that.
Mambo Italiano and what else?
Heart.
Heart. What do you mean, heart?
Heart.
My heart stood still?
No, just heart.
Heart. Is that the name of it?
Uh-huh.
Heart, huh? Well, is it gotta have heart? Is that the name of it?
No, it's just heart. That's the first word. You gotta have heart.
And the name of the song is Heart?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what key do you warble in as a rule?
B flat.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it isn't good, you'll be flat at the finish of it. Mr. Meakin, could you knock off a few notes for Ben here? Just fake it. Nobody, including your orchestra, will know the difference. Go ahead, Ben. Tell us.
You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and home. When your luck is bad and zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. But good, you gotta have heart.
Sing it, man.
Course, but get on a horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
Ben, you've got an excellent pair of pipes, and someday if you work hard, you could be another Caruso.
No, an Eddie Fisher.
What? What's that?
Eddie Fisher.
Well, you're a charming couple, and I hope you both make a lot of money tonight, because right now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Now, you know how to play this game, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
You know your partners now, and we only want one answer between you.
Mm-hmm.
We start you off with $100, and you miss a question, you lose half your bankroll. Have you met Mr. Fenneman?
No.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Hello, Ben.
This is Mrs. Ben P. What is her name?
Thomas.
Mrs. Yes.
How are you?
Don't overdo it, George. Now, you selected the musical category. These are all top tunes of the last 20 years. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. So, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50, all the way to 100.
100.
I think you better discuss this with your partner.
We did.
We did.
Oh, you agreed. When did you meet? This morning, you two? Now, this song was written in 1936, but it became very popular in 44. Let's see if you can remember it. Play, Jack. Go back. If you don't know, guess. I'll give you a hint. It's not My Country Tears Today. It's Poinciana.
You lost half your hundred. You still have $50.
Well, now, you've got quite a ways to go. Now, don't go down. What are you going to go for?
90.
90? Originally, this was an old sea shanty, and that became a big hit when a new set of lyrics were added. You tell me the name of it. Okay, Jack.
Bell bottom trousers?
Sing it, Ben. Sing it.
Bell bottom trousers.
That's it. You're a little short in the waist, eh? But that's right. That's for $90, and they now have $140.
Right.
Now, what are you going to go for? 80, 50, 30?
80.
$80. This song was written by Ray Noble. Now, you give me the title of it. What is it?
The very thought of you
was absolutely on the button.
You now have $220.
Now, it's your last chance to beat the other couples. What are you going to go for?
$70?
$70. This novelty song was a big hit a few years ago. Let's see if you can identify it. Play, Jack.
How much is that doggy in the window?
You ought to be ashamed to take the money, Ben. That's a pretty easy question for $70.
And you wind up with $290.
Well, thanks and good luck.
We'll return to Groucho's Fest.
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Robert McLeod to be on the show tonight, and his partner is Mrs. Pearl Money. Folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Betcha Life. Say the secret word and divide $101. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Pearl Money and Robert, what is it?
McLeod.
McLeod, huh? Oh. Mrs. Money, last time I saw you, you were in my wallet. Where are you from?
Sadlersville, Tennessee.
Where?
Sadlersville, Tennessee.
Sadlersville? You're from the Sadlersville. What is your name again, Shorty?
My name is Robert McLeod.
Boy, the natural affinity between the Scots and money is just something that's okay. Now, beat it. Now, I don't want to see you again tonight. You're pauperizing the DeSoto Company. It's $50 for you and $50 for you because that's the secret word, Ben Piazza.
But that's
the secret word is pale money. No. Name. Now, what is it? Does everybody call you Shorty or what?
No, I'm affectionately known as Scotty Groucho.
Scotty Groucho?
No, Scotty.
Scotty, well, that's what they call a dog, isn't it?
Same thing.
Yeah. Why do they call you Scotty? Are you part Swedish?
No, I'm from a place called Queen's Park, which is in the west side of Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh. Well, if you were 100% proof Scotch, you'd have a government stamp on the top of your head. Unless you were bootlegged. How tall are you, Scotty?
I'm 5 foot, Groucho.
Oh. Well, I'd like to go on with this chat, but the time has come to play Your Betcha Life. You both know how to play this game?
Yes, sir.
Well, anyway, we want one answer between you. Remember your partners. You've selected a thumbnail movie quiz. I'll give you a brief synopsis of some of the most famous movies of all time, and you give me the title of the movie. Some of these go quite a way back. And remember, the more the questions, boy, the tougher they are.
Yes, it is.
Am. I had my tongue around my eye tube and I couldn't see what I was saying. It's an old Ed Wynn joke. Now, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 50, 100.
What? We'll try 50, don't you?
$50. Well, that's a good Scottish right. My brothers and I made a picture in which practically the whole cast was crowded into a small stateroom in one scene. What was the name of this movie?
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
That would have been a much better title, but it happened to be A Night at the Opera. And now what are you going to try?
You have $50 left from the 100.
So we'll shoot for the other 50, huh, Phil?
Well, you can go for 40 or 60. 50 has been taken now.
50 has been taken. We'll take 60.
60. In 1934, both Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable won Academy Awards for their parts in a Frank Capra comedy. You tell me the name of it.
It Happened One Night.
What was that?
It Happened One Night.
That's right. It Happened One Night.
You now have $110.
Oh, what are you going to try? 70? 80?
We'll try for 100, Groucho.
100? In 1928, Buddy Rogers, Clara Bow, and Richard Arlen starred in the first big picture about World War I flyers. What was the name of this picture?
We Fly Alone?
Hell's Angels.
No, that's very nice, but you're both wrong. It was Wings.
You now have $55.
All right, you still got a chance. Now, what are you going to go for? Little ones are easy. Which one? 80? 40?
We'll go for 80, Groucho.
80. Now, one answer this time. I don't want two answers like you did last time. In 1942, Greer Garson, that's a countrywoman of yours, and Walter Pidgeon starred in a movie about an English family during World War II. What was the name of this picture?
The name of it was Mrs. Miniver.
That's right. Mrs. Miniver's right.
and you wind up with $135. And that means that Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppa with $290 get the chance at the $2,000 question. Here's the winning couple, Groucho, Mrs. Thompson and Ben Zeppa, all set for the $2,000 question.
Well, here's your chance to get rid of that girl, Ben, and, because you may have money after this. You also may not. All right, here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully, and please no help from the customer audience. Here it is. Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands in 1778. For $2,000, what name did Captain Cook give to the Hawaiian Islands? What's the answer you two have decided upon?
I don't know if it's
well,
right.
What?
Bahamas?
No, wrong. It's the Sandwich Islands.
Ooh.
So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,500. Well, they lost the big money. How much did they win the quiz?
$290 in the quiz.
And didn't they win the secret word?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, how much is that total now?
$390.
No, what about the $1, George?
Oh, I've forgotten about that. $391.
That's better, George. Well, congratulations, and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
From the 26th of October in 1955, we...